Mayo have the ball. We're in the Final Whistle podcast from Killarney Fitzgerald Stadium. It's 8 points apiece in the National Football League clash between the Mayo ladies and the Kerry ladies. This is the Final Whistle podcast. I'm Rob Murphy, and it is 8 points apiece that it finishes. Mayo pick up a valuable point in a real battle here in the closing stages. Sinead Walsh with a wonderful score. Lisa Cafferkey, the star of those closing stages, made that score. And Mayo deserved that point, I think, despite the fact that Kerry had long periods of dominance in that second half and maybe a bit in the first half too. It's great character from Mayo. Delighted to say, making his debut on the Mayo Football Podcast, the current Sligo ladies manager, former Knockmore manager as well, Cormac Reap. You're very welcome along.
It's good to be here. Good to be here.
I mean, you've watched this with interest. You're part of the under 14 development squad as well, and they were playing Kerry beforehand, and I'm told had a great game and a great performance, a good win. But this is quite the result for Mayo, considering where things were coming in.
It was, and I probably don't think there's a lot of people that would have expected Mayo realistically to come down here and get this result. I think looking at it now, it kind of almost feels like a win in a way, because you know, for long periods of the first half, Mayo looked very out of it, and for long periods of the second half, I think they went nearly 18-20 minutes without scoring and somehow battled back. So I think it kind of nearly feels like a win at this point more than anything.
Muirhearta came on at a period in the second half when Kerry were well on top. She kicked a free, and I think all of us felt this isn't looking good now. Kerry had two clear cut goal chances, Laura Brennan with a brilliant save on the second of them. It really was looking like it was Kerry figuring out a way after a poor first half, but somehow Mayo hung in there.
Yeah, it was, and I think a couple of them things probably have to go down to maybe Kerry's shooting was a bit wayward today. Now, they didn't, I think Mayo still kicked more wides than them, but there was a lot, their execution up front probably wasn't Kerry-like, as I'd say. But Mayo hung in there. Again, I think that was the only proper goal chance that Mayo conceded for the day, and Laura Brennan done her job, and I have to say, is, not 12 months ago, but the last time these two sides met, Lord, you know, and she'd probably say herself, did not probably personally have a good day at All-Ireland semi-final last year. But I thought, I'd be inclined to nearly even give her man of the match today on going on her performance. I think maybe a couple of 50-50 kickouts. Other than that, she was absolutely superb. And again, made a vital save with was it 5 or 6 minutes to go, and not long after, Mayo come up the field and grab the equaliser.
You're involved in inter-county management yourself. How big a win do you think this is, big a draw, see what I'm doing? We both think this is a win now, but how big a result is this for Liam McHale? Because it's been a tough start, a brilliant victory over Galway, of course, but they let the Meath lead slip, they let a big lead slip against Dublin. I'd say there was a bit of pressure on this game today.
Yeah, and look, I think in every case, when a new management comes in too, and you're, you know, maybe as a player, you're wondering, you know, different styles of playing and all that kind of stuff. You're thinking, you know, is this going to work? Is this, you know, is what we're doing, do we actually believe in it? You know, sometimes you say you do, but you need performances and you need results. And I think this is probably one thing. You can kind of see what Liam is doing, as I was saying earlier, maybe with this more kind of a zonal defence and stuff. And I thought at the back, like, you know, to only concede 8 scores to Kerry today was brilliant. Now, I know on the flip side, only to score 8... It's a different point, but you can see what they're starting to do. The players are probably starting to believe in it in a bit more, and there's nothing else more than no more of a sign, I should say, than to come the whole way down to Killarney today against the All-Ireland runners up from last year and dig out a point like this.
Okay, this was my first game of the season, so what did I do? Look at the programme from the semi-final, was that last year, and just to see what people have been talking about, the exodus of players, just 7 Mayo players. Now, Kerry were missing a few as well, of course, and they're experimenting a bit, but it's some turnover, and that takes time.
Yeah, it is. I think on the Kerry side first, I think they have that luxury where Kerry are at probably more of an advanced stage the last couple of years than us, where they've had a good conveyor belt coming through, and they've nurtured all these players together, and they have some serious options. You know, I think they've nearly maybe changed their whole forward line in the second half. But on the Mayo side, there is a big turnover. Yes, there is a big turnover. But what I would say with that, there is a lot of experience kept on there. There's a lot of experience, but there's a lot of talent coming through as well. And I think that the girls that are there are probably the right girls to point the new girls coming in the right direction. And look, one kind of maybe concern I would have going forward is when I look at kind of Mayo's bench and maybe some of them players that have left, you know, not that I'd be worried about how good the players are on the benches, but in terms of big games, you know, if we pick up a couple of injuries or, you know, two or three girls go down or things aren't going their way, maybe some concern is just how these girls on the bench, how battle hardened are they going to be. So I think that's one thing they probably need to get a look at these girls more.
Danielle Caldwell was off before throw-in today, so that just kind of added to a sense of, oh my god, how are they going to deal with Kerry? But who played well? Who was key in that defensive performance? You've already talked about Laura Brennan for your player of the game, but like overall, why were Mayo able to get a good few turnovers out of Kerry? We know Kerry's shooting was a problem as well.
Yeah, I'd probably go back and I pointed kind of maybe at Fiona McHale maybe a bit, and I was kind of disappointed to see him not stick with the kind of inside Fiona, because I think she's a brilliant kind of target woman inside, but I would probably say she kind of played back as an extra person today around the middle, and her communication, her experience, and I know for one thing against coming up against her with Karna Cunn, she does not stop talking. And that's probably maybe one thing, telling players where to go, because you had the likes of Alana Fitzpatrick who was playing centre forward with her club. She was kind of coming back as an extra player for the first couple of games here, and kind of in the corner wing back today too. So I think Fiona was probably a key thing with that. I thought around the middle, Hannah Reap worked really hard, but I would have to say, you've seen Sinead Calf back today, you realise, you know, Mayo are going to need her going forward. And I think even Ailish Ronan to come into that back line is going to help bolster. She's a huge loss at the minute too. But I'm delighted to see even Nicola O'Malley back with the county after a few years. Done absolutely nothing wrong today. I know Kerry got shots off and stuff, but there probably was pressure on them as well. Maybe that's why Kerry were misfiring. But I think as a whole, maybe no huge standout. Even the scores were spread around today up top, which, as I was saying earlier, we need to spread the scores. Again, Lisa Caff scores 2-7 out of the 2-8 against Dublin. Not necessarily a good thing either, because we have to get scores. And it was good to see Sinead Walsh coming back to herself today and getting back to the Sinead Walsh that I think a lot of people in the county knows what Sinead Walsh is about as a footballer. Maybe is it a bit of confidence and getting that back up, but I'm delighted that she kicked the equaliser today. I'm absolutely delighted for her, and I think it's brilliant for her.
It's a brilliant score too, because it was like Kerry did a tactical foul on the 45 thinking it's safe enough to foul here, but Mayo took the free quick, didn't see who took the free actually. Lisa Caffrey made a super run for her and then found Walsh, and it was kind of like, you know, it was an angle back, I won't say back to goal, but it was, certainly wasn't dead on, and she kind of kicked it slightly over her left shoulder. It was a really good score.
Yeah, I think it was Sinead that pops in, but I'd go back to it. Sinead Walsh actually took on a shot in the first half on her left foot. It was down where I just watched the Mayo subs doing their 45 runs, but below in that corner in the first half, midway through the first half, she took on a shot on her left foot and absolutely ballooned it up in the air. And again, what I would go back to is, in the dying minutes, point down, do you still have the confidence to go and take that shot? And she did. You know, she didn't let that maybe get to her, where maybe last year maybe that confidence wasn't there, but you know, she stood up in the end there, had the confidence to kick it, and an absolute super score, because it wasn't a gimme by far. It was still about 30 yards out back to goal, but delighted for her personally.
Got to talk about Maria Cannon, because her free taking was superb. She also popped up with some crucial scores in the first half of play.
Yeah, and it's something that's kind of, Maria Cannon's free taking the last couple of years, you know, from what I've seen, my club has kind of come out of nowhere. Because I would have been involved with Maria when I was involved with the Mayo girls 3-4 years ago. And I don't actually remember being a free taker, but I know talking to a couple of Bershul people, I don't think she leaves the Bershul pitch, and you can see that she is so accurate with her frees. It doesn't matter on the left, it doesn't matter on the right. It's I think there was one here she had, it was at a difficult angle on the right, on her wrong side, about 25-30 yards out, and I remember thinking to myself, she's not gonna miss that. And that's, look, you have to have an accurate free taker at this level, especially with the way the game has gone, and maybe games a bit more low scoring. If you don't have a good free taker, like, you take out Shauna Howley is gone, who probably one of the best free takers in the country on her day, look what you have to come in here, which is, you know, right next to it.
I'm about to talk to Lee McHale and let you on your way to Tralee. Both of us want to get down there, get some grub in. But Mayo go off to Cork now, March 2nd. Cork took a beating here at the hands of Kerry. You wouldn't want to be saying one thing leads to the other, because obviously Kerry were in a different zone than they were today, no doubt. But there's a much better vibe going down there now, isn't there?
There is. And you imagine these girls going back to college this evening or going home. You know, there's there's a huge pep in their step, and again it does feel like a win. I'm kind of just going through my head about the draw. Sometimes you get results where draws are like losses, and this is going to feel like a win. But I think this was actually a better Kerry team than played that day against Cork, and Kerry were very poor that day. And I think after this, Mayo shouldn't really be fearing anyone. Look, they put it up to Dublin for long periods, have probably learnt, you know, have probably looked at what they're conceding at the back, and today was a huge positive. We only conceded 8 scores compared to that Dublin game, so I think they're going to be able to see these incremental positives, and I don't see any reason they can't go down to Cork being confident, you know, expecting to get a result.
Finish on this. Lee McHale's having a long chat there with Lisa Cafferty, and in those closing stages, Mayo were trying to hold possession, see if there might be an opportunity for score, but then turned it over. Kerry were pumped. Lisa just cleverly made herself in the way. Referee would have punished her, but for Kerry player coming in, just pushing her to the ground and just not keeping their discipline, as frustrating as is for Kerry. I do have sympathies in those situations. It's very clever from Lisa, and that's the kind of leadership you need right throughout the team, isn't it?
It is, and they're the small things that maybe the dark arts of the game or things like that. But I guarantee you, and it's not a negative or anything, so one of the younger girls probably wouldn't have maybe done it. Maybe she said something, or maybe a little step on the toe or something. There mightn't have been a lot of contact, but they're the little things that... And Mayo actually won the ball from the throw and could have went and got a score. But like, that's that little bit of experience that, again, Lisa brings. And you see Sinead back today was a huge positive. But you need that. And especially with a panel so young, it's great to have leaders like this, and possibly one of the best forwards in the country.
You're very proud of your under-14s. They were making great noise here in the stand, the closing stage of chanting Mayo, lifting the old atmosphere. It was a good day out overall.
Yeah, it was. And look, I think these opportunities are great. And we sometimes give off about the GEA. Maybe the Mayo women, this game should have been a double header in Tralee this evening. But I think it's great to even see underage. I've seen a lot of this. I know Dublin underage girls were supposed to come down to play the under-14s a couple of weeks ago too. And it's great to get these young girls, because they absolutely love it. And the noise here chanting Mayo in the first half and with a couple of minutes to go. And look, the girls on the pitch hear that too. And you know, it's lovely for them.
Well, I'll finish then. You're off in action tomorrow with Sligo. Where you're at home, are you?
At home in Eastern Harps at 2:00, so it could be...
Who are you playing tomorrow?
We're playing the Rossies. So bit of a rivalry, and it's in Eastern Harps, which is literally, I think, 2 minutes from Boyle, so it's right on the border as well. But it could be a late night tonight and an early start tomorrow morning by the time we get home. I just hope the traffic is not too bad coming out of Tralee this evening.
Great stuff, Cormac. Thanks a million. All right, Liam, as we finish up your media chat, this is going? A huge result. I really enjoyed the game today, but like, a lot of talk coming into this game, all the challenges you have in this role right now, but you just picked off a draw against league leaders.
Yeah, delighted. Very happy. I said to them at halftime, don't let go of the rope, it's going to be a dogfight. And they were great, they did that. We rode our luck a little bit, I think, the 2-goal chance. But even though the goal chances, we were still fighting, we were still trying to get blocks, still making it difficult for them to get those shots off. And we got the crossbar. Laura was phenomenal there near the end, played a lot of good football. So great for us. It's a massive point. Probably could have got a shot off at the end maybe to steal it. But I'm really, really happy with the girls. I'm delighted with them. And I like, Kerry are a very good football team, big, strong team. They're a very good football team. We're trying to play good football. So you would have thought it would have been a high-scoring game. It didn't turn out that way. It was like that both teams morphed into this defensive sort of a structure without it even being planned. Because, you know, Kerry want to go out and play football, and we want to go out and play football and kick the ball. But we were forcing it. They were very strong defensively. And I said to them, even though you don't want to be doing it, you want to play and stretch the defence around with your kick passing. And we worked very hard on that. And you saw signs of that again. Against Dublin and against Meath, but we were just turning the ball over too much because they were playing so tight and getting bodies back. So we had to kind of change it up a little bit and try and keep possession and look after the ball a little bit and look after our energy levels going down the stretch as well. And we did a very good job of that. Turnovers were hurting us. I think we had about 22, 24 turnovers. About 10 of them were not good turnovers. Like, we're not under any pressure, and we're coughing up the ball. And against the good teams, you won't get away with that. And that's something we're going to really work hard on to get right.
I was really impressed with how the team figured out that they had a shot in those closing stages and calmly carved out a brilliant 3-point comeback. That was super stuff. Even the last free, the short free, and just creating that super score for Walsh.
They're brilliant. They're application and the way they apply themselves, their body language is fantastic. And when you're like that, good things will happen. Yeah. It obviously takes time, but good things will happen. And we're going to play, this summer we'll play good football. And I really do believe we'll be hard to beat come the summertime. The obviously Meath, Kerry and Dublin are the standard bearers. They're very, very good, very well conditioned, big, strong physical teams. But like we believe that we're in the chasing pack and that we're not a million miles away. So that gives us energy, it gives us enthusiasm, it gives us confidence and belief that we can go and challenge as long as we keep applying ourselves properly and keep trying to get better.
You talked about defensively today. Danielle Caldwell, as you mentioned earlier, yeah, just had a tough week a couple of weeks ago, and she went through a car accident. Thankfully, everything's okay, yeah, and she's going to be back soon enough. But that's a young defence you had out there. Yeah. That's a keeper, Laura Brennan, who's everyone feels a huge talent, yeah, had a tough game in the semi-final last year. Today will stand to her, won't it?
Yeah, she was brilliant today, and she's a brilliant girl, and she's a big, tall presence there. You know, and I loved the way she took her time today, because obviously, you know, that rule where if you get caught for seconds on the kick out, it's a free.
Okay.
So it's a tough one, and that plays on their minds, the keepers, when you're talking to them, that like you don't want to be given a tap over free, especially in a crucial stage like that. But she's learned a lot from last year. She was very upset about what happened last year. She rang me and said, "I need a break." So we gave her a break till after Christmas, and thankfully she's back. She was talking about traveling and stuff like that. So we're really happy that she's there, and Lisa Reid is doing a great job as well, and we're going to get Lisa minutes as well before the league is out as well, hopefully, you know.
You said it there, you were able to give minutes to a number of players that you mightn't have been able to give minutes to had you everyone available. That all stands to you for summer as well.
Oh yeah, like you know, Fionnuala and Alana, Jenna, they're all learning a lot, you know, and they're very inquisitive. They ask way more questions than men, so you'll be a lot busier with them, but that's a good sign too, that they want to learn and they want to get better, and they really, really take it seriously. They're doing the 2 gym sessions a week, 3 ball sessions a week, and then they're into the recovery and stuff like that. So it's great.
And just to finish, Maria Cannon kicked 5 points today. That's my first real chance to see her in this kind of flight. Everyone's talking about the form she's in. Clear as day, 2 points from play, and a brilliant free taker. How important is that for you
in
the big game?
She scored 110 against Meath, and this juggling act again, we rested her against Dublin then, because...
Was that hard to do for you?
It's very difficult, but you got to try and take care of them. And she was like, "What?" And I said, "Well, like you've played, I think she had trained 4 times and played 2 games like in 8 days or something, or 9 days, something ridiculous like that." So probably backfired against us, because if we had her on in the first half, we might have been 3 or 4 points further ahead. But like, these are the things you have to do. You have to try and protect these players. Like Danielle had played today if you let her. You know, it's unbelievable the how determined they are to get out on the pitch and play. And you kind of, that's why you have the medical team in there to try and look after them and take care of them as best you can. So that probably cost us a little bit when you look back at it in hindsight, but she's a good player, and they kind of zoned in on Lisa. I thought today she was being man marked, and then she was being double teamed, Lisa Cafferty and Sinead then, and Maria were able to step in and get the scores needed to get us the point that that I suppose we deserved in the end, you know.
We're going to look at it as today as a turning point, because we look at it from the outside. Yeah. Do you think that, or do you think no, things are fine, we're okay?
Yeah, I'd say we're okay. I think they're like it's they're enjoying the way we approach things, the way we want to play. They're smart ladies, and they understand that we're still missing 3 or 4 very good players, the likes of Sinead and Aaron, who did a great job today, but like it's going to take them 3 or 4 more games to be really sharp. So we think we're building nicely. We're a little bit behind condition wise Clive is doing a great job on that, and we're way behind when it comes to experience with the group we have now, but all these big games are going to stand to us, and I think we'll be in good shape come the summer.
Looking forward to seeing you more, Fiona McHale. Great to catch up with you. That was a brilliant result. We're buzzing. We've been calling it a win by accident in the podcast, because it's not that. But, you know, coming into the game, few people gave you a chance.
Yeah, no, like they're top of the league. They won the league last year as well. They've been performing very well, and they've got like they've a lot of depth in their squad. You can see it in them all year. They've been changing things up, adding new players in, and they've been looking very strong. So, you know, we've only had 1 win under our belt after 3 games. So today, it was important for us to get some sort of result. But to get the point is brilliant. Especially now, this year, 2 teams are going down. So kind of just gives us that little bit of security blanket going into Cork in 2 weeks' time.
You had a job to do. Myself and Cormac Creeper doing the podcast afterwards, and he was saying we may need Fiona back in the defence, maybe marshalling things, because obviously Danielle's out. Did you feel a responsibility today to kind of run that role?
I don't know, not really. Like, you just play wherever you're put. I played there a couple of years ago, so it's not as much fun now in defence as it is in attack. I've been playing in attack the last few games and it's put back into defence today, so I think it's a little bit more stressful back there, but you're given a job and you just do it, and the girls are brilliant. Laura Brennan was immense in goal today. You have to commend her for, I think she made 3 unbelievable stops, and the girls really rallied in second half, so you're just in there doing your job. But as I said, it's not as enjoyable anyway.
We were talking, myself and Liam, there about Laura last year. It's going to be talked, you know, she didn't have the best of days in that semi-final from her perspective. Unbelievable, probably player of the game today. Yeah. What does that say about her character?
Yeah, brilliant. And I know Lisa Reid has come in there last year for Moy Davitts, and the two of them have worked so well together, and Lisa's played in the first 2 rounds of the league, Laura played in the second 2 rounds of the league, and the way she's performed so far since she's come back in has been brilliant, and we're very proud of her as well. The way she played today, you'd have to be, you know, delighted for her.
What about this group then? It's a change. Much changed. There's only 7 players started today that started that semi-final last year. You've seen this before yourself. This happens in Mayo panels, but what's developing, do you think? What more can we expect from this group?
Yeah, like a lot of people are saying, you know, it's a completely new squad. I wouldn't say that myself. I think we've lost 10 players from last year's squad. We had an extremely strong squad last year and there was a lot of rotation. And this year, you know, we've 20 players there that have played last year, have some amazing experience over the last 3 years under Michael Moyles. And we've brought in a few new players this year. You saw Alana Fitzpatrick, she's played in the last few league games and how well she's played. Hannah Reap is really stepping up there in midfield. And you saw Erin Murray there, she came back from injury today and she started and had a really, really strong performance in the first half. So it's just really about bringing new players in, giving them experience and blending them into the squad, the type of squad that we've had over the last number of years.
And then you have players that aren't so new, but still young. Sinead Walsh doing the needful right at the end. You probably don't want the ball in too many other players' hands because she just had the confidence to make that happen.
Yeah, I was kind of coming towards her and I was nearly looking for a little pass and half thinking, I don't actually want this, go yourself. But yeah, the right person to get the ball there at the end. Like, scores are at a premium today on our side, and I think the forwards found it hard to get space. Potentially it was probably because maybe our transition wasn't as good and we weren't getting the ball in quickly, and it was just very tight to get scores. But she did very well there to find that little pocket of space near the end, because I think it was, what was it, 8 points at the end each? But yeah, she did well to find that.
You'll need more than 8 points in any other game going forward, but it's funny how games play out, because that was a real battle. Now down to Cork, you'll get a lot of confidence from this, won't you?
Yeah, like we only scored 8 points, but I don't know how many actual scoring chances we got if you compare it to the amount of scoring chances Kerry got.
Yeah,
you know,
I hit the
crossbar a couple of times, they hit the post as well, and they hit some uncharacteristic wides as well that they probably wouldn't miss come championship or come towards the end of the league. But at the same time, I think the pressure was good from our defence. I thought we were quite organised at times, so we'll take that, but we'll have to look back and see, you know, where did they open us up for those shots that they got. But it's just all about improving every game. You know, you have new players in every day. We're obviously learning under the style of play that Liam wants us to play and the lads, so it's just about developing, and you know, we can't be too impatient either. We just need to learn from every game.
Sim beside the Mayo under 14 girls, they were chanting away there in the second half. I don't know if you heard them, but it was a nice group of Mayo fans down heading up to Trelawney.
Yeah, like I personally, it's probably disappointing enough, the crowd that we got. You know, I'm just being honest about it, like the crowd that we got, considering the men are playing tonight, it's obviously not ideal for fans, considering Tralee is obviously closer to Mayo than Killarney. They'd have to go south to go back, and the times weren't great. We were, as players, we'd be really hoping for double headers. Chatting to some of the Kerry people after, and they were saying, I think it's because, from their point of view, is because there's, I think Tralee is the only one that has lights and there's only 2 dressing rooms. I think that was the reason. But looking back on our last 2 games, we played Dublin 2 weeks ago. The Mayo men played them. I was at the game, actually. Mayo men played Dublin Saturday evening, and then we played the following day in Ballina. Like, do you know the difference in the atmosphere? Like, the atmosphere in McHale Park that night was unbelievable for the men's game, and you'd just be kind of envious of the kind of atmosphere that they create, and you're thinking, we're really trying to promote the women's game at the moment. You see the little ad. It's all about getting people to games. But when these double headers aren't being, like, they're being facilitated because they're, like, our Galway game, our Dublin game, and our Kerry game have all been set. They're all matching up. So somebody nationally is facilitating these by having them on the same weekend. But then there's someone stopping them then from actually happening. And again, it's a Mayo home game, a Galway home game, a Kerry home game. So there's a breakdown happening somewhere along the way. I don't know, is it all the one reason or is it different reasons? But like we want to see double headers. They were our only three opportunities to have double headers and get more people to games. You're only going to create a fan base by getting people there, and they have to see the games then to actually follow the team, if that makes sense. So from our point of view, it is disappointing. We don't mind, we'll play with nobody watching us, we don't care. But if you want to grow the game and promote it, you have to start trying to come up with ways, some sort of strategy that's going to get people to games, because this was an ideal opportunity and it didn't happen. It's really disappointing.